If one more little brat tells me to do a kickflip, I'm gonna lose my mind. Well, no, not because I can't do one. You know I can do a kickflip. But, like, I'm not some carnival animal you can throw a peanut at and I'll do a little dance. I don't think that's really a thing anymore, right? Peter got those circuses the fuck up out of here, right? I don't know. I haven't been to any sort of thing like that in a long time. What I'm saying is, were we annoying like that when we were younger? I know we weren't exactly chill, but I don't think we were a pain in anybody's ass. Yeah, well, okay, Sweet Pete was different. And he brings it upon himself. The dude is a meme. And I say that lovingly and not at all, like, trying to victim blame him here. But come on! The dude's out there barking about putting his meat in your mouth. You can't just take that lion down. It's like show business. You're gonna get a couple of hecklers if you're out there talking your shit and selling mediocre pies at a reasonable cost. Nah, see, I was taught to respect my elders and don't say anything if you ain't got something nice to say, or whatever the line is. Not that being told to do a kickflip is, like, harassment, but if there's anything I learned running around these streets, it's that you gotta advocate for yourself and shit. If you're not gonna tell little Timmy he better shut up before you fuck his mom, who else will? Alright, okay. Little Timmy's mom don't deserve that. He's probably just acting out because he's got struggles of his own. You know, it's hard being a little shit. And if he wants to see a kickflip, I'll bust one out next time. It didn't take long for me to hit that age where I was unironically saying, well, back in my day, I guess. So, what are we doing? You were saying something about a makeover, but I figured you just meant I should get a few shirts and, you know, hopefully they won't have stains on them. And couldn't I just order that off of Amazon or something? Me. Dressing. Like dressing? What do I look like to you, Hidden Valley? I don't know, man. I mean, I clean up nice, but it's been a while since I put a whole lot of effort into my looks. The beanie lets me avoid brushing my hair, and I got a great deal on those Sweet Pete shirts. I can wear them out. I can wear them to work. Okay. So where do you suggest we go? Like, what, we gonna hit up the PacSun or something? Ooh, or maybe I should go for Hot Topic. Oh, man. I knew a guy who shopped there for sure. Oh. I mean, I don't think he was, like, full-on goth or full-on emo either way, but he definitely made it work. I mean, styles or whatever. I just like wearing what's comfortable and looks half decent on me, I guess. I don't need nothing fancy. I could get a lot of mileage out of a nice jacket, hoodie, some new jeans. But, you know, if you're the one helping me coordinate the fit, it'll probably turn out nice. Matching and stuff hasn't ever really been my strong suit, so your input is hella appreciated. I mean, I don't know if you'd have to go getting protective over me no matter what I wear. I don't really get a whole lot of, attention like that. That I notice. I mean, yeah, okay, I'm a little dense. Obviously, I had no damn clue you liked me back in the day. So maybe maybe there are some things that I don't realize, sure. But I also really don't know anybody, and unless I'm trying to sell somebody a pizza, I ain't really talking to anybody either. Hey, regardless, I appreciate the sentiment. Don't worry, Kaz. I ain't letting nobody snatch me up. Unless you really, really want to get protective over your territory. Not that I want you to feel like you've got to, but, I mean, I admit, it would be hot to see you sticking up for me and stuff. Oh, shut up. Come on, let's get this shopping trip over with. All right, I'm gonna try these on. Are you gonna go look around, or, hey, Kaz, I think I'm the one who's supposed to be in here in the changing room. Oh, okay, together. Yeah, in here, together, that makes a ton of sense. Nervous? Me? Nervous? No, please. We used to do stuff that could get us in trouble all the time. This ain't nothing compared to petty crimes and whatnot. But, there is something, something pretty, what's the word? Salacious about you offering to buy me clothes, picking out the clothes, and then, you know, making me try them on in front of you. I told you, I read. I know words. I have to Google them sometimes, but when you've got a boss who slides you a few bucks to beta read their shit, then, you know, you don't really ask questions. No. Not Sweet Pete. No. Good Lord, could you imagine? What's he writing about? Sexy pizza monster girls or something? No. I don't think that would be his thing. Maybe I'm projecting. Yeah, a different boss. No monster girls in his shit either, sadly. I would have sent a note back suggesting it, but he'd think I was being mean or something. He's kind of sensitive like that. I guess I'm gonna start trying some of this stuff on. Okay. I shouldn't say a whole lot about the former employer. I mentioned the NDA thing, right? I really, really don't want lawyers breathing down my neck. I think the best way to put it is, he's very private, and it's not the NDA that would be the problem. It's more like the broken trust. Huh? Oh, yeah, I'm safe. It's not like... He didn't take advantage of me, if that's what you're thinking. Quite the opposite. I do think he used me, but not in that kind of way. More of a helping me and looking out for me made him feel better about himself, kind of way. And I needed the help. I needed a friend. So did he. When he found me, I was hurting. Literally and figuratively. If helping me was a way to help himself, I'm not bothered by it. We're all kind of messed up in our own ways, and if we have to get creative to cope with it, then screw it, right? Casper, you're staring at me. Are you trying to count my freckles or something? You know they go past my cheeks, on my face, on my, you know, they go down. I mean, they go past those cheeks, too. You got that look on your face? The one that you get when you... Oh. Shit. Hi there, Cass. Are you good? Oh, hey, you don't have to apologize to me for anything. I went through some stuff. I'm sure you've been through some stuff too. What matters is that we made it, and we're here together. I turned out okay. I still got work to do, but I'm gonna get there. Well, maybe I could get there a little faster if you kissed me again. Okay. Hey. Every dumbass thing I had to do to get to this point, all of that was worth it. I'm not worried about the past, just what's in front of me right now. And that's you. And if I gotta emphasize that by handling business here, in this damn changing room, then I probably shouldn't be the only one with their clothes on the floor. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. I'd like that a lot.